Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are the headlines.
All right. All NFL in the headlines tonight. There were three headlines that I saw that I thought were interesting. Number one is a headline that I know broke Andy Hart's, heart. And that is...
He has one?
That Roger Goodell announced that they are not, I repeat, not going to reconsider Bad Bunny for the halftime show.
He's one of the leading... and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. It's carefully thought through. I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It's pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. But we're confident it's gonna be a great show, and that he understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
Sorry for all you George Strait fans out there. Looks like it's not going to happen. George Strait, by the way, compared to Bad Bunny, if you compare their monthly listeners on Spotify, George Strait, not bad, about 8 million. Monthly listeners on Spotify, Bad Bunny, 81 million. Monthly listeners on Spotify, that's a little bit more, I'd say. I remember people getting very annoyed when Bad Bunny was on Saturday Night Live, and he came out for his opening monologue, and he said that, if you want to know what I'm singing about, then you have 4 months to learn Spanish. And people were like, duh, what do you mean? This is America. And it's like, yeah.
If you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
Ah! His songs are in Spanish. What do you want? It's like he sings in Spanish. That's the whole point. That's why they brought him in here. They brought him in here because he has a big international reach. And if you didn't notice, you're really not paying attention. The NFL is all about going international. That's their main goal right now. That's all they care about. Roger Goodell wants the NFL in every country on the planet. All right, he wants it in the South America, he wants it in Africa, he wants it in Russia, he wants it everywhere. He wants the NFL to be like soccer, basically. He wants the Super Bowl to be like the World Cup. That's what they're ultimately looking to do. Okay, that if you want to know, it's not because Bad Bunny hates America or whatever the ridiculous things keep getting said about him. No, what do you mean I have to learn Spanish? You don't have to do anything, man. You don't even have to watch. You don't have to watch the halftime show. You know why? Because it's the halftime show. If you care about the game, then you're probably not all that into the halftime show. It's not really for you. It's to try and get other people interested in football who wouldn't otherwise because they want to see a Bad Bunny concert. That's how it works. I can't believe I have to explain this. After all these years and all these different people who get picked, I cannot believe I still have to explain this. But that's why they do it. And this year in particular. They want to go international bad. like really, really bad. And it's funny because in going international, they're picking a guy from Puerto Rico, which is technically part of America. Not technically, it is part of America. So they're going international, but not really. It's just he's very popular internationally. He's an international global superstar. And that's why they're doing that. And that's why they're not going to change it, no matter how many strongly worded letters Andy Hart sends to Roger Goodell.
I want George Strait to be the new halftime.
Okay. I don't even know. What are George Strait songs?
The one that comes to mind is Not Here for a Long Time, Here for a Good Time.
Okay. Who sings Bubble 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 Bad? That's not George Strait, right?
No.
Bad to the Bone. Who sings Bad to the Bone?
That's like George Thurgood.
George Thurgood, yeah. Now there's a George. There's a George who can sing a song. What if the halftime show was just George Thurgood singing Bubble 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 Bad for like 10 minutes, like a 10-minute extended version of Bad to the Bone? Now that
when does it start getting annoying?
Never. I think that would unify America. If Bad Bunny really wants to unify America, forget George Strait. You come out, you do a couple of Bad Bunny songs, and then the last 5 minutes is just George Thorogood going bubble 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 bad to the bone. And that's just it for the whole rest of the time, and then they go to commercial.
Why didn't they think of this before?
I don't know. Anyway, there's your first headline. Roger Goodell, not changing Bad Bunny. Let's get to our next one. All right, this one I thought obviously not as big of a deal. But the NFL is going to be moving all of the Pro Bowl festivities, if you want to call them that, are now going to be moved to the Tuesday on the week of the Super Bowl instead of that week in between. They're just saying, the hell with it. Let's just push this thing as close to the game as we can because no one cares. The Pro Bowl games have become such a joke. They're not worth watching. I'd rather watch the Combine, honestly, than the Pro Bowl games. The Pro Bowl games aren't really even games. I don't know what they are. They're nothing. Like you get a bunch of football players together and you just say, go out there and do nothing, basically. You know, go out there and have whatever. Is it even fun? Are they having fun? I don't think they are. I don't think anybody really considers it to be fun anymore. You know, they're not even wearing, do they even wear pads? Do they wear helmets? They do anything? Just a bunch of guys in t-shirts just hanging out. You got a football? No, it doesn't matter. It's the Pro Bowl. So what? So they're moving that. It's now going to be on Tuesday instead of Super Bowl week. And I think, or it's going to be Tuesday of Super Bowl week. And I don't know. I mean, when you look at the other All-Star games, it does seem like they have more of an idea of what, at the very least, can grab a fan's attention just for even a little bit. The NHL, you know, like they're still working on it. It's still a work in progress. But I feel like for the most part, you get what you want. You get to see the best players playing against each other. That's all you really care about, right? In the NBA, you know, people still care about the dunk contest and the three-point shootout and stuff like that. But really what you want to see are the best teams playing against each other and a team full of the best guys playing against each other. And maybe not playing their best or anything, but they're out there. You're seeing them. That's what it's all about. Baseball All-Star Game. Still love the Derby, even though it's they got to stop with that clock. And the All-Star Game has that element to it, too. The Pro Bowl doesn't have anything. The Pro Bowl doesn't really have anything. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced a change today. He says, we've spent a lot of time evolving our Pro Bowl. You sure have. Talking about how to make our Pro Bowl more attractive, both for players participating, but also our fans. You put a lot of lipstick on this pig here, Roger, and it's still pretty ugly. We spent a great deal of time talking about the objectives, and the objectives really are to celebrate and honor our incredible players. The second is to use our games as a global platform. Great. So just have a Bad Bunny concert or something. Have some other concert. No one is going to watch this. No one cares about this. You don't have any of the basic elements that people want in an All-Star game. It sucks. It really does suck. The plan is to hold the games Tuesday, February 3rd in San Francisco, the venue that's hosting the Super Bowl Experience Fan Fest. Largest ballroom holds 4,000 people, which makes it more intimate with a focus on television. Will still be a flag football game between the AFC and the NFC, which flag football, okay. All right, let's watch some flag football. This started in 2023. The VP of International Events, Peter O'Reilly, did acknowledge the Pro Bowl could be more internationally focused in the lead-up to the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. I'm telling you guys. The NFL, all they care about is going more international. That's their almost singular focus right now. They have tunnel vision. That's all they care about. They're even talking about the Pro Bowl in the sense of how it can become more internationally popular. It's like, buddy, it's not even popular here, okay? No one in America cares about the Pro Bowl. Now all of a sudden it's going to be some big international draw. What are you talking about? Flag football has become a global game, Goodell said. Has it really? Our players have embraced playing that in the all-star format. Have they? You think they're all psyched to go play flag football? We think it's really important to continue that initiative. Okay. You know why you want to do it? Because it's going to be an Olympic sport. That's why. Not because it's really popular around the world. It's not. They're force-feeding it into the Olympics, and you're trying to, you know, squeeze some life out of that and squeeze some money out of that. That's what's going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to our final headline. And that also involves the NFL and the onside kick, which, have you noticed, is not really going great so far with the onside kicks. In fact, they did not consider any alternatives for the onside kick this past offseason, but it looks like they're going to revisit it in the future. The league likes that there's going to be more, that there has been more kickoff returns since moving to the new dynamic kickoff where everyone has to stand still until the ball lands. However, the onside kicks are just, I mean, the onside kicks aren't working. 3 of 50 attempts were successful when onside kicks were only allowed in the fourth quarter in 2024, and only 1 of 21 tried this season have been recovered by the kicking team. Onside kicks can now happen at any time, but the current rules calls for teams to announce their intention ahead of time. A proposal to go from onside kicks to a 4th and 20 play was voted down in 2024, but Troy Vincent, the executive vice president of football ops, suggested yesterday that more conversations could be coming about an alternative. And he says, when you start getting a less than 5% recovery rate, now what we've seen has happened with the dynamic kickoff, it may be time for the membership to revisit some of those things that may be out of the ordinary. Results of the rest of the season's onside kicks will probably determine whether the topic is on the table at league meetings in the offseason. I'm reading from Josh Alper over at Pro Football Talk. This I'm a little more interested in than the Pro Bowl, that's for sure. Because I think there's a real chance here that instead of the onside kick, they start doing the 4th and 20 or the 4th and 15 or the 4th and law, whatever it is, that they've been teasing now for a while. And I think that there will be some hiccups in it. There will be some instances where, you know, you're going to have some problems and you're going to dig up some problems with it. And that's, you know, it's entirely possible. And I think a very reasonable expectation here. But I also think it would make things more interesting than this dynamic kickoff has. The dynamic kickoff, I think, is kind of lame. I'm not really into it. Not because they're protecting the players or anything. I just think it's weird. The ball's in the air and everyone's standing still waiting for the guy to catch it. I just think that's weird. I think it's weird. I think it's kind of janky. I don't, you know, like it's awkward. it disrupts the flow of what we're used to watching. And I just, I don't know. I mean, how many kick return for touchdowns have there been this year? Is Gibson one of the only ones? So I don't know. I mean, is it really helping that much? I would think that experiment like that, if it was getting really good results, and it seems like they're happy with it, but I don't particularly like it just from an aesthetic standpoint. But I do think that if you're going to try and soup up the onside kick and give it a fourth and long type of look, then I'm interested in that. I'm interested in what that could entail. I think that could be fun. That could be a fun switch and a new rule that actually makes the game more interesting. I feel like, you know, the kickoff was, they were trying to thread the needle between making the kickoffs better and player safety and sort of all these other things. The 4th and 20, I think, would just be a good old-fashioned, all right, you know, let's see how it works. Let's try it out. Let's see what happens. And, you know, there'd be some fun moments there and some big comebacks and, you know, incredible plays on 4th and 20. Anytime someone converts one of those, it'll be a huge deal. I think that's cool. I think that has real potential. But I haven't really thought it through as much as you need to if you're going to implement a new rule like that. And if they want to get something done, it sounds like Vincent is open to it. And maybe we'll see that next year. Anyway, there's your headlines, all from the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.